Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
We have an update now from the CDC on the listeria outbreak linked to deli meat, with a New Yorker now among those succumbing to the disease.
Six more deaths nationwide linked to listeria and the Boar's Head deli meats. And one of those who lost their lives in New Yorker, although it's not being disclosed who the person is or what part of the state they're from. But we know this, there are now 17 confirmed cases in New York State, the most of any state in the U.S. Dr. Niti Kumar is a cardiologist with St. Peter's University, a medical expert speaking with CBS New York.
It is incredibly sturdy, so it can withstand high temperatures like being in a freezer or even a regular refrigerator. And it has a biofilm, so it sticks to surfaces, it sticks to hands, and it can easily contaminate areas and surfaces.
Now, in recent months, the CDC had reported three deaths in connection with listeria. Again, the outbreak nationwide, nine confirmed fatalities now. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
Another attack in the subway. This happened just after 11 last night when a 39-year-old man was waiting for the one train at 191st Street in Washington Heights when some other guy came out of nowhere and slashed him in the chest and arm. The victim is stable. The perp jumped on an uptown train and is yet to be caught. Separately, a $3,500 reward is now being offered as cops look for the group of teenage girls who randomly attacked a 76-year-old man on a subway platform in Brooklyn. This was at the Rockaway Avenue stop at around 2 in the morning on Monday when five girls punched and kicked the man in the head on the northbound C line. The victim taken to the hospital in stable condition. We'll have photos of those girls at 1010winds.com. Two people injured in a boat explosion at the Raritan Marina in Old Bridge, New Jersey. Witness Andy Jesnovich.
After about 30 seconds after the explosion, all I saw was a huge cloud of dust. No smoke, no flames.
One man was launched into the water and was pulled out by bystanders. He was treated for burns to his face and legs. A second guy, Michael Sorger, suffered injuries from flying glass. He went back to the scene later in his hospital gown.
We just put 75 gallons into the boat. I was anchoring it, and when he went to start it.
No word on the cause of the blast, but officials say it does not appear to have been suspicious. The marina, meantime, remains closed while they investigate. Cops with another hit and run to investigate, this time in Ozone Park, where a 55-year-old woman was crossing the street just after 3 this morning at Cross Bay Boulevard and Pitkin Avenue. She was hit by an SUV that kept on going. The woman is now critical. What to do with all that illegal pot seized in New York City? That is a problem no more, as it all went up in smoke in Westbury, with Mayor Adams lending a hand to make that so.
4 tons of illegal weed piled high.
You actually stand here and you can smell the cannabis that's here.
Mayor Adams at a Long Island waste management site ready to burn the contraband after a raid on 4,000 shops in New York City to shut down illegal locations, spearheaded by Sheriff Anthony Miranda, who says you don't know what you're smoking when you purchase from those stores.
Some locations have used roach spray or different other things, right? So people are not smoking cannabis when they're getting sick by this. What they are smoking is the chemicals.
1,000 shops have been shut down. Officials say legal requirements necessitate follow-up visits and paperwork. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The results are in the latest round of voting in the race for honorary dog mayor of New York. It was Luby, the hugging dog, versus Simon, the Basset cattle dog. And in the first upset of this election, Simon took this round with 3,557 votes versus 1,422 for Luby. Overall, 17,810 votes have been cast since the voting began. Next Wednesday, it'll be Bertram the Pomeranian versus Lucy the Mutsicle. Hey, remember this Sunday, you can meet the canine debates at a rally outside City Hall Park from 12:30 to 4. There's also going to be adoptable doggies from animal care centers in New York. Get all that info at dogmayornyc.com. On Staten Island, emergency services officers from NYPD Special Ops helped to thwart what could have been a catastrophe for a tiny kitten, you just heard him right there, who got stuck in a storm drain. Residents Karen and Lucille heard the mews coming from the kitty on Thomas Street in Richmond. Well, Karen tells ABC 7 after spending 4 hours trying to rescue the cat themselves, they called every city agency they could think of.
And I told him, if I have to stick my leg in that sewer and break it for someone to come here, that's what I'm going to do. And he was like, well, I don't don't suggest that. I'm like, I know you don't, but if that's what it takes, that's what's going to happen. I said, because I'm not giving up on this cat.
Oh, that would have so been me. Finally, Officer Stephen Muirhead was among those to arrive and remove that storm drain.
I'm born and raised in Staten Island, so being able to help out the neighbors and the island, it's a nice feeling.
Well, baby kitty appeared to be okay and has been named Thomas after the street where he was found. What's been called the granddaddy of New York City sidewalk sheds has finally come down.
Quick question. Where were you 15 years ago? And no, I'm not trying to age you. Well, employees at the chief medical examiner's office can probably tell you they were under a newly built shed that served as an umbrella or coverage from the sun. Only they didn't expect for it to remain there for a decade and a half.
No sidewalk shed on the streets of New York City should be allowed to be up for 15 years.
That's the Department of Buildings Commissioner Jim Otto telling 1010 Winds that Mayor Adams' Get Sheds Down initiative is finally underway.
A shed that's up solely because it's cheaper to keep a shed up than do the underlying work to fix the building, that's what the mayor wants us to target.
I gave you time to think about it. 15 years ago was 2009, by the way. Just saying. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The NYPD out with new photos of three teens wanted for a robbery in Central Park. This was 2 weeks ago. It happened Sunday, August 11th, just before midnight, when the group walked up to a 27-year-old woman at 65 West Drive. They grabbed her, bruising her arm, and then stole her phone and purse and later used her credit card. We'll have photos going up at 1010winds.com. If you know these kids and where they are, please call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. Well, if you've been alarmed about the recent thwarted terror plot overseas, that makes you and the New York City Police Department, which addressed this in a new intelligence briefing.
Rebecca Weiner is the Deputy Commissioner of Intelligence and Counterterrorism for the NYPD. The report is an assessment distributed to private security and overseas law enforcement agencies. This one in light of recent attacks in Europe, in Germany, France, and the threat to the Taylor Swift concerts. The events indicate a troubling trend.
We've seen younger and younger individuals who are radicalizing and mobilizing toward violence by, I might add, and this is important, a wide range of ideologies.
She says there are always concerns with lone actors, but intelligence and advanced protections are put in place in the best way possible. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In New York, who received nearly $10 million now in federal funding to support pregnant women, as well as new moms and families in underserved and rural communities. This is part of a massive $440 million effort for voluntary home visiting programs that have been proven to improve maternal and child health, as well as child development and school readiness. Health Resources and Services Administrator Carol Johnson spoke to 1010 Winds.
Time after time, moms in different parts of the country tell me that these services have been life-changing for them. I met a mom yesterday who said she wouldn't be the parent she was if it wasn't for this program.
Which comes at no cost to the patient. Johnson says you can gain access through your doctor, who should have the names of organizations that participate. A prestigious private school in New York City looking to diversify its student body now by offering free tuition to lower-income families. This is the all-girls Brearley School on the Upper East Side, which usually costs $64,000 a year. It was during the Black Lives Matter protesting of 2020 that the school became the subject of an Instagram account titled Black at Brearley, which highlighted the school's lack of diversity. Well, the new program comes thanks to a $160 million endowment. Free tuition will go to families who make $100,000 or less a year.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.